Thrill Me.
This show is part of the Thrill Me Podcast Network. Experience more on Facebook and YouTube.
Let's get rocking!
It's time for the Metal Groove.
We're fighters for truth, justice, and the American way.
A podcast dedicated to music.
Party on, dude!
Extreme close up!
Here's your metal host.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants.
Tombstone Josh.
I'm your Huckleberry.
What's up, everybody, and welcome into a brand new special edition holiday mode of the Metal Groove Podcast. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. You are locked in to the Thrill Me Podcast Network. I am your host, Tombstone Josh, and today's episode is going to be all things Christmas. I hope you guys are ready for the holidays. I hope you guys are safe out there. I hope you guys had a great weekend, got all your shopping done, and are munching on a ton of candy canes, because I am. Some good stuff, man. Christmas time is a great time of year. It's awesome to spend time with family. It's good times. A lot of cool things I found related to Christmas and heavy metal. I'm going to share some of those things with you on today's show. I do want to say, hey man, Time and Pressure, my band had an awesome, what was our wrap-up show for the year. We had it this past weekend at a great spot. We played that Eagles Christmas song, Come Home for Christmas. It was good times, man. Good times, as always. It was an ugly Christmas sweater party. I had the mission of trying to drum an ugly Christmas sweater. I tell you what, that bad boy did not last very long, man. I think three or four songs in, I was like, all right, this guy has got to go. But it was good times, man. Good times. I love getting out there and rocking some faces, having a good time watching people dance while we rock out. But yeah, I think, I want to talk Christmas this week on the show. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. It's going to be a good time. Going to be kind of like a laid back, chill, read some articles kind of show. And then I believe next week we're going to do a wrap up, a year end wrap up. I'm going to do a top 10 albums of the year. And then I believe I'm going to do, you know, some of my favorite things, favorite guests I've had on this year. Some of the things. It's been the first year for this show, man. Pretty stoked about it. But yeah, let's go ahead and get some business out the way. Like I said earlier, this is the Thrill Me Podcast Network. Thank you guys so much for the support, man. We love you guys. Check out our Tee Public store. Grab some great t-shirts. But really, what we would love for you to do and support is subscribe to our YouTube channel. It is growing so much, man. It's good to see, man. I love the support out there. Check out our YouTube, our Instagram, TikToks out there, Facebook. Any way you can reach out and talk to us, man, you should do that because we have a lot of fun things going on. Speaking of Christmas, our buddy Zach has this great video out there of the Grinch down at Universal quoting the Taylor Swift line. I'm not going to give any spoilers. You guys just go check that one out right there. But cool, let's do this, guys. Let's jump into some Christmas discussion. I'm going to save the best for last because that's what I like to do. And I think what we're going to do is we're going to kick off with a fun little article I found that what are the most metal Christmas traditions around the world. It's really, really interesting. You more think about it, you're like, hey man, Christmas is not always about religion to certain people. It's about celebrating this time with your family, stuff like that. But it's different all over the world, man. Different places celebrate Christmas different ways. And there are just some really cool traditions out there that I wanted to share with you guys. So this article comes from our friends over at Kerrang! Reads like this. Something about the holiday season brings out the bizarre side of people. That's true, man. I ain't gonna lie about that. That is true. It seems like a lot of people don't know how to drive this time of year either, but that's for another show, man. Whether it's the emphasis on goodwill, the proximity to family, or the barrage of cheery music and capitalism. Oof, that music. I tell you what. Side note real quick. We all know I despise country music. Christmas music can get annoying sometimes too, man. There's a lot of them out there that's kind of annoying. Some of them are okay, though. Like I said, we played one from my band the other day. Some of them are okay, but sure as shit, they wear them things out quick, don't they? But anyways, cultures that normally seem reasonable as a whole devolve into outlandish madness as the year ends and we all celebrate goodwill towards humanity. the manic in all of us climbs out of the proverbial woodwork for a glass of high-proof eggnog. Oof, eggnog. Hey, good stuff. I love me some eggnog. We have an eggnog, Mr. Review It Rob. He had some eggnog for the first time not too long ago, man. He enjoyed it, I think. But anyways, we have a video of that on our YouTube page. You probably go check that bad boy out. But here are 9 Christmas traditions that'll make metalheads a little cheerier. Because of how many Christmases early pagan traditions stem from Scandinavia, people from Sweden and Norway maintain a lot of Viking-style Yuletide traditions. One of these is the Yule Goat, a straw goat created as a Christmas ornament that represents an invisible animal spirit dating back to the thunder god Thor, who rode a chariot pulled by 2 frost goats. The most notable Yule Goat is most likely Tugalve Goat, a giant wicker goat erected in Galve, Sweden. Every year the goat is erected, and pretty much every year someone tries to burn it down, making an arson almost Christmas tradition unto itself. That is scary and kind of funny at the same time. And, you know, whenever you travel places for the first time, you're in for a culture shock just because of what you're used to. I will never forget the first time I went to Edinburgh, Scotland. My welcome was stepping off of a train into a madness of what looked like to be a guy trying to commit suicide off the top of a church. Bizarre times, but hey. I don't know, man. Maybe that guy was just having a bad day the same day I was getting there. But nonetheless, pretty awesome country over there. Had a great time other than that first experience right off the bus. But anyways, moving on through the list. We got Krampus in Austria. Ah, the Alps, land of huge beers, rich sauces, and Santa's demonic henchmen. Krampus is a Central European Christmas demon. It's pretty awesome movies based around Krampus as well, man. Check those out. I think some of my friends at the Throw Me Podcast Network reviewed some Krampus movies. Check those out as well. A terrifying alternative to getting coal in your stocking. While St. Nicholas brings you toys if you're good, Krampus whips you with a birch switch, maddens you with rattling chains, and if you're especially a horrid kid, drags you to hell where he eats your heart. These days, Krampus is every metalhead's reason to love Christmas, a demonic entity that gives lovers of devil music a holiday icon they can relate to. Better watch out. Better not pout. Turn on those movies of Krampus this time of year. Next one on the list right here is called Spiders on the Tree from Ukraine. In the Ukraine, fake spiders and spider webs are put on their Christmas trees as tinsel-like ornaments. I like that. It's cool. Little Halloween vibes there going on. The tradition stems from an old fairy tale about a widow and her children who raise a tree to be their Christmas tree but can't afford to decorate it. When they awaken on Christmas morning, they find the tree covered with cobwebs, which then turn into gold and silver in the sunlight. The result is the Ukrainians have trees that look a lot like Tim Burton-ish than most others. I like that one. That one actually sounds pretty cool, man. I'm not going to hate on that one. Burning the Devil in Guatemala. In Guatemala, the Feast of the Immaculate Conception is celebrated in the most obvious way, burning the devil in effigy. At 6 p.m. sharp on December 7th, Guatemalans kick off the Christmas season by building a bonfire and torching a piñata or statue of the devil. That is pretty crazy. Though metalheads have an affinity for Satan, there's something about seeing his depiction engulfed in flames that's pretty badass no matter which direction you pray towards. So not all metalheads are demonic, crazy people that worship the devil, don't believe in God, and all that crazy stuff you normally hear, but some people are. But anyways, moving on. Whale blubber and fermented seabird for dinner in Greenland. Oh my gosh, we got to get Review of Rob to try this on the next show. I can see him shaking his head already and him saying, dude, no. While you're enjoying your ham and 7 fishes for Christmas dinner, they're going hard as hell in Greenland. The traditional Christmas meal there usually includes matak, a tough piece of whale skin. Oh, God. I don't even know if I would try that, and I try just about everything, with a strip of blubber on it that often has to be swallowed whole because it's difficult to chew. Oh, I'm finding it hard to get through reading this, thinking about trying to chew on some blubber. Ugh. Even tougher is kivakiak, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, which is a seabird wrapped in seal skin and left to ferment for a month before eating. Yeah, you enjoy your sweet potatoes, you poser. Oh my God, dude. You've got to be kidding me right now. That is beyond insanity. I can't even. Whatever. Next one, we're moving on to the list. It's called The Christmas Pooper. Look, even in the manger, there had to be a corner where Mary and the wise men could drop a deuce. Cagners and figurines included in Catalonian nativity scenes that depict someone in the act of defecation. Usually, the Cagniger in question is a depiction of a Catalonian or Spanish peasant, though sometimes it can take the Delaos strategy of depicting a famous person or cultural figure as a pooper taking a dump near the baby Jesus. Pretty metal. I'm not going to lie about that, man. That's pretty metal right there. Anytime you can work poop into something going on, super immature, super funny, pretty rock and roll. I ain't going to lie about that. All right, hide your broom in Norway. As a Swedish Yule goat, Norwegians believe Christmas Eve is a time filled with unseen spirits, including witches and ghosts. Fun fact, some legends say that if you're born on Christmas Eve, you'll be a werewolf. Ooh, sorry about that, Lemmy. I believe Lemmy was born on Christmas Eve. I know a lot of friends are born on Christmas Eve as well, but I don't think they're werewolves. I'll have to check in with them on those full moons. And since witches have a habit of riding broomsticks, the obvious way to keep witches from taking to the sky on the night before Christmas is to keep them away from your broom. On Christmas Eve, Norwegians hide their brooms, hoping to keep witches from stealing them for malicious purposes, and vow to never sweep again. All right. That one was pretty good. And we're going to finish up with a weird old tradition in the U.S. called Black Friday. In Europe, pagan rites linger around Christmas, but in America, the oldest god has always been money. Black Friday is a Friday after Thanksgiving, where stores around the country offer deep discounts and unheard-of deals on big-name appliances. As a result, is people in line wrapped around the block, and when stores open, they indulge in basically a shopper's melee, or a mosh pit, some people could say, assaulting one another in the name of savings. These days, many shoppers have turned into the drinking game, their state only adding to their bargain-driven bloodlust. There's nothing more oddly satisfying than watching two soccer moms bust out of each other's faces over a pasta maker. So the Black Friday tradition, I would consider more of a Thanksgiving thing. But I guess if you're buying presents for Christmas, I guess you can see that it's a Christmas tradition. I'll go ahead and say I like the other ones a whole lot better than what they have here for the U.S.'s tradition. But anyways, nothing wrong with a good mosh pit in the middle of Walmart. So that is our first article I wanted to share with you guys today. Based around Christmas and heavy metal. Good stuff, good stuff. Moving on through the list here, another article I found I wanted to share with you guys on this awesome metal Christmas episode of the show. 15 metal songs for unsilent, unholy nights. Stevie Wonder once said, "Everyone's a kid at Christmas, and the Thrashers set are no exception." Over the years, metal bands have turned their inverted crucifixes around and cut some of the heaviest, loudest, most rip-roaring odes to the holiday season. Here are 15 of the most fist-pumping Christmas tunes ever recorded. AC/DC's Mistress for Christmas. While most people spend Christmas wishing for goodwill on Earth, Brian Johnson of AC/DC just wants some secret nookie. On Mistress for Christmas, he asked Santa for a little side action. And from the front, he sounds like he was definitely on the naughty list that year. Twisted Sister, I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus. Who would have guessed that Twisted Sister, the band that shocked households in the 80s and went toe-to-toe against the Parents Music Resource Center, would release something as wholesome as a Christmas album? Surprisingly, the band played it relatively straight. On I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. Typo Negative with Red Water, Christmas Morning. Brooklyn's finest gothic metal band are haunted by ghosts for Christmas past, as is typically glum and gloomy dirge. His voice rumbling, Peter Steele sighs over dearly departed friends and family while still keeping tongue firmly planted in cheek. My table's been set for but seven. Just last year I dined with 11. Don't miss the song's humorously somber quotes of Carol of the Bells and God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. Good stuff right there. Spinal Tap, Christmas with the Devil. A giant Santa skull in leather pants with a devil's tail and a three-way solo must be Spinal Tap Christmas. The funny part is they aren't too far off from the guys who are being serious about it. Man of War, Silent Night. Man of War. They have any number of songs about medieval combat that start quietly only to build to an explosive, face-melting climax. For Silent Night in German, they put the swords away and keep the crescendos, the finale fit for a king. Rob Halliford, We Three Kings. Judas Priest Rob Halliford loves Christmas so much that his third solo album, Halliford 3, Winter Songs, is composed entirely of Christmas songs. On We Three Kings, the metal god calls out to the Judeo-Christian one as only a metal legend can. Next on the list, we got Korn with Kidnap, the Sandy Claus. As well as kilts, dreadlocks, and baggy pants, Korn's list of favorite things apparently also includes the Yuletide season. Over the course of new metal band 20-year career, they've put their down-tuned spin on Jingle Bells and the classic holiday poem, Jingle Balls, a visit from St. Nicholas, which they bastardized into a sophomoric throwaway track Christmas song. But their most generous gift to the holidays has been their cover of Long Shock and Beryl's Nightmare Before Christmas chant, along with Kidnap the Sandy Claus, which Jonathan Davis and company turned into a menacing serial killer freakout. Amon Amarth, Viking Christmas. On Viking Christmas, the melodic death metal band make an argument against revisionist Christian history, or are they admitting that despite their lust for blood, they are also gingerbread cookies? It's open for interpretation. King Diamond, No Presents for Christmas. No Presents for Christmas opens with a Muzak-style rendering of a few Christmas classics before King Diamond tears the whole thing apart with a demonic laughter. Could it be King Diamond became Satanist because Santa skipped his house when he was a little boy? Tune in and find out on that song right there. Dio with God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. And a testament to the power of Sabbath that even the centuries-old God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen has turned from an amicable carol to a crashing tune with the slightest rearrangement. Iommi turns the riffs heavy enough for Volume 4, while Dio delivers a performance nothing less than operatic. Because you know that man can sing. That dude's got the pipes. Lemmy, Billy F. Gibbons, Dave Grohl with Run, Rudolph, Run, which is now a Christmas standard played by everyone from Chuck Berry to Keith Richards. But it's Lemmy's whiskey-soaked voice that makes this version sound like it was recorded while the trio was full of Christmas spirits. Wink, wink. Gwar, Stripper Christmas Summer Weekend. You just gotta love a title like that, right? I mean, come on. That pretty much nails what Christmas spirit's all about. When Gwar celebrates Christmas, they do it in the summer with strippers over an entire weekend. Just because they're from outer space doesn't mean that these monsters can't kick back during the holiday season. Here they celebrate as only murderous aliens can, by violating Santa himself. Oh man, here's a name I haven't heard in a long time. Henry Rollins, 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. This one isn't strictly heavy metal, but we'll let it slide because it is Henry Rollins. On this rendition of the Christmas classic, he reads the poem over the top of an avant-garde sound galage that includes sirens and gunshots, but in Rollins' version, after he waves hello to St. Nick, the poor fellow gets blown out of the sky by a missile. Typical Henry Rollins. Awesome as always. August Burns Red with Carol of the Carols. Carol of the Bells, I mean. August Burns Red, man, they're a good band. Probably need to play them a little bit more on the show. Christian metalcore outfit August Burns Red loves Christmas so much that the band required an entire instrumental album of metalized carols and classics. 2012's August Burns Red presents Sledding Hill, a holiday album. But the group first got into the Yuletide spirit in 2007, recording a fan-favorite cover of Carol of the Bells, which turned the already fairly metal-sounding tune into a shreddy epic. You know what? I'm going to have to check that out. As soon as this show's over, I suggest you guys check that out as well. Christopher Lee with Little Drummer Boy. Hey, maybe I should cover this one. Because if this is a metal version of Little Drummer Boy, I'm going to check it out and I'm going to give it a shot myself. Thick chugging riffs rumble in the background while 91-year-old British actor Christopher Lee, with his impossibly deep baritone, delivers a take that can only be described as epic. The other metalers on this list turned in smashing versions of their songs, but how could anyone top Ceramum himself bellowing a rup-a-pum-pum. So it's not like a metal drum version of Little. Hey, you know what? Maybe I'll go out there. I'll write my own version of a metal Little Drummer Boy. I have a couple friends that call me that. Not a big fan of it. Go ahead and say that right now. I'm not a big fan of being called Little Drummer Boy. Just to put a wonderful bow on this list of heavy metal Christmas songs, no list of Christmas songs on this show, hosted by this guy right here, will ever be complete without a song by Steel Panther. You heard that right. Do yourself a favor, go check out the song, The Stocking Song, by Steel Panther. I promise you, you will not be disappointed. It's their normal awesomeness with their normal hijinks all weave, wave, we lave, daved in there. So you need to go do that. Speaking of Steel Panther, if I think that I think that I think that I think that I know that I'm getting for Christmas is what I'm actually getting, what I think that I think that I know for Christmas, then yours truly will be going to see Steel Panther next month. And I can promise you guys, I'll be giving a wrap up of that show, but it will 100% be fun times. All right, guys, so I have one more Christmas article I want to share with you guys before I let the show go and play a song, a Christmas metal song to lead us out. And I felt like this is the perfect article to lead us into that song because the song is going to be Twisted Sister. But the article is J.J. French, How Twisted Christmas Led the Way in Adding Metal to the Holiday Spirit. Guitarist J.J. French explains how Twisted Sister made it hip for heavy metal bands to do Christmas carols. Having traveled around the world preaching the good word of rock and heavy metal with Twisted Sister, you could say that in many ways, J.J. French has seen it all. Twisted Sister played their last show in 2006, but French hasn't been resting on his laurels. Always busy and ever creative these days, the veteran guitarist hosts a popular podcast, The French Connection. Hey, look at that. Pun intended, right? And in any active writer, Goldmine and Copper Magazine. Moreover, French penned a book, the recently released Twisted Business, documenting the ins and outs of Twisted Sister during its nearly 50-year run as an active band. But of all the interesting avenues that French and his cohorts have traveled down, perhaps none are as idiosyncratic as 2006's A Twisted Christmas. He's quoted here as saying, "A Twisted Christmas was an unexpected smash hit. It gave us instant exposure. We did Good Morning New York, The Tonight Show, Regis and Kelly, Late Show with Craig Ferguson, and gave us an audience we never had before because it was so wildly successful. The profile of those songs was each so unique, and it was something that had never been done before. And so all these years later, the record still holds a lot of weight. In the 16 years since its release, the legend of A Twisted Christmas has continued to grow, with droves of fans moving to add the album to their libraries. It's definitely a mainstay. It's something I like to listen to every year just because it's one of those must-dos. And while no one outside is looking for it's expected its album success, internally the members of Twisted Sister were brimming with confidence knowing their concept was groundbreaking. We knew we were on to something when we started kicking around the idea, French says. And looking back on it now, I think it made Christmas music hip and heavy metal bands. I think people thought we were crazy when we did it, and then suddenly every band had a Christmas song out because Twisted Sister knocked down the door. So I think we made it cool for metal fans to enjoy Christmas music and for metal bands to make Christmas music. And that's something we're very proud of. With A Twisted Christmas primed to stuff stockings worldwide this holiday season, J.J. French dialed in with Goldmine to run through the record's origins, his thoughts on the vinyl revival, and the legacy of Twisted Christmas. So that's a cool article right there. I don't know if they necessarily made it hip or if they started the whole rock and roll Christmas thing. But I will say I do enjoy some of the songs that they put out. And Twisted Sister, man, classic band from the 80s. Good stuff. Dee Snider, he's a legend. But I don't know if I think of him. I don't necessarily think Christmas when I think Twisted Sister. But I do have an awesome song lined up for you guys. That's going to be the show for this week. Playing us out for this week is going to be a song from that album by Twisted Sister. This is called Heavy Metal Christmas, their spin or their take on the 12 days of Christmas. And as a question that I wanted to throw out to you guys, what would be on your list of metal things that you could get on the 12 days of Christmas? I feel like for me, it's going to be 12 black band t-shirts because you can never get enough of them. I got a ton already, but you know, hey, what's another one? Hey, what's another 12? Just give them all to me. Give me all of them. I want all the black band t-shirts, man. But please make sure you guys let me know what would be on your list, something metal that you would want to get for Christmas. Look forward to checking those out. Speaking of checking things out, man, Thrill Me Podcast Network, like, subscribe, come over, check us out on all of our social media platforms. You can find us on all of your podcatchers. That's the Mr. Wonderful Show, the Review at Rob Show, and Proper Guidance, or this one right here, the Metal Groove that you're tuned into right now. We appreciate you guys so much for all the support. We love you guys so much. But as for this week's show, man, that's a wrap. Make sure you crank it up. Listen to this tune that's about to play. I hope you guys have an awesome, awesome weekend, man. Stay safe out there. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. And most importantly, hey, why don't you stay metal? We'll see you guys next week.
Yeah. That's the show for this week. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. Hey, be a friend, tell a friend. Please like and share this and join us over at the Thrill Me Podcast Network on Facebook and YouTube. Be sure to check out Honor's Podcast, The Review at Rob Show, The Mr. Wonderful Show, and Zach's Speakeasy as well. This incredible lineup is brought to you by the Thrill Me Podcast Network. And hey, until next time, stay metal.